ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ सी आप्तकामः कामः मीन्स् डिज़ैर् कामः मीन्स् डिज़ैर् सब्जेक्ट् आफ् डिज़ैर् the state of mind born of the enjoyment of object, the pleasure is also called kamaha. But here kamaha in this context means desire. Apta is a past passive participle, which means obtained, attained, gained. So apta kamaha means कामाः आप्ताः येन दि वन् बै हूम् आल् दि डिज़ैर्स् हेव् बीन् फुल्फिल्ड् सो दि आप्तकामः दि वन् हू डस् नाट् हेव् एनी डिज़ैर् अन्फुल्फिल्ड् वन् हेस् गाट् आल् हिस् डिज़ैर्स् फुल्फिल्ड् is called aptakamaha. So you can say the person of accomplishment. And the one who has enjoyed all objects, enjoyed all forms of pleasures. The one who has enjoyed all forms of pleasures, the one who has enjoyed, fulfilled all for all action results, all desires, is aptakamaha. So, in fact, really speaking, it cannot be anybody who is an aptakamaha. Even the word aptakama is always used to mean a wise person, a jnani. An ajnani can never become an aptakamaha. An ignorant person can never become an aptakamaha. As long as ignorance is there, there will be sense of inadequacy and there will be the desires. And the more desires one fulfills, the more, you know, more desires will rise. So, desire is called what? Desire is always called insatiable fire. Insatiable fire is desire, isn't it? Therefore, and this desire, there is no human being who is an ajnani who can ever say, I have fulfilled all my desires and needs. I have enjoyed all the pleasures in life. Nobody can say. The ignorant person, even if he has enjoyed a lot, everything also, still there will be sense of a smallness in terms of enjoyment of pleasures. Still he has said that there will be there, because the fundamental problem. Okay. So, ajnani can never become an aptakamaha. And who is an aptakamaha then? Do you think then a wise person alone is aptakamaha? Do you think the wise person also would have fulfilled all his desires? No. Why? Because wise person is free from the hold of disease. Ajnani who cannot escape disease, who is held by disease, asai pain, purichittirukku ajnaniya. Whereas jnani is free from the hold of disease. Look at only two people, okay? Jnani, ajnani. It too, isn't it? Either you are ajnani or jnani. A sajnanic, one can never become the aptakamaha. A jnani need not become an aptakamaha. Jnani is aptakamaha. Why? Because, how do you say that jnani is the one who has fulfilled all his desires? Being free from the hold of desires is as good as having fulfilled all the desires. That's why in Taittiriya it said what? Yo vedanahitam guhayam. You know, Isn't it? So if we say, all the desires are fulfilled as it were for a jnani. Because all the desires resolve. For a wise, where there is wisdom, where there is atma jnanam, brahma jnanam, where this I has been resolved, where no more sense of smallness, sense of inadequacy centered on I, all the erandika perception of the self has been resolved, corrected, and there is a different perspective of the self and the world, isn't it? There is a different perspective, and there, along with ajnanam, ajnana jatam, ignorance caused all the products was now. Along with the sense of inadequacy and smallness, the pressure of the emotional needs resolve, dependence resolves, therefore the results, disease also what? Resolved. There may be this in the wise person which is non-binding. Therefore the jnani is actually free from the hold of disease. Why? Because the person is reveling, wise person is the one who is reveling in the vision of fullness as his own sorupam. Therefore, jnani, wise person, is the only person who has the greatest luxury of reveling in the vision of the self, which is of the nature of fullness. Niraivil thilaikkindravanukku kurai illaye. The one who is reveling in fullness is free from inadequacy. Therefore, there cannot be needs, there cannot be disease. Desire itself is possible only if there is inadequacy. Therefore, disease is free from the hold of disease. So he did not give up disease. Disease have dropped. Disease gone, resolved. Because the perspective changed. Therefore, such a person, one who is reveling in the vision of the truth, one who is reveling in the vision of the truth, which is of the nature of fullness, having taken ownership of the fullness as one's own swarupam, is the aptakamaha. Isn't it? Literally we say. But here, in this context, how does aptakama become aptakama? The mind is what? Desire means, desire is there what? What is desire? What is a kamaha? Kamaha is a desire or a pleasure. The word kamaha means pleasure, isn't it? Kamaha also means what? Desire. The pleasure or desire is what? As a subtle phenomenon obtaining in the realm of a thought, which is manifestation of knowledge. Therefore, I is what? Free from the disease. Isn't it? I is something which is there as the truth of the desire. And here we say, the truth, the swarupam of the desire is what? What is the swarup of the desire? Same reality in the form of knowledge is the truth of the reality, which is of the nature of knowledge, is the truth of the desire also. Is it clear? Jnana swarup manna, same reality. Which Atma, the all pervasive reality, obtained from knowledge, is the truth of the desire. And that reality is free from desire. Desire is reality, but reality is not the desire. Reality obtaining in due form of pure knowledge is not the desire. But there cannot be something called desire outside of reality, name of knowledge. Why? Desire itself an object of knowledge, isn't it? Desire is object of knowledge or not? Desire is not an external object. But desire is an internal object obtaining from subtle thought. Is what? A manifestation of knowledge. And desire is knowledge. Reality does not have the knowledge. Therefore, desire is what? Reality is free from knowledge. Therefore, if you look at the reality, in terms of its nature of all pervasiveness, if it is simple with the term Atma, Atma is a masculine gender word. Therefore, Atma Aptakamaha. Who is Aptakamaha here? Atma, the source of the desire, is being free from the hold of desires, is said to be what? Aptakamaha. Atma is Aptakamaha. புரியுது உங்களுக்கு? எல்லா ஆசைகளையும் ஆசைகள் ஆசை இன்மையே ஆசைகள் எல்லாம் நிறைவேற்றப்பட்டதை போல. Not being free from the hold of desires is as good as having all the desires fulfilled. Therefore, Atma which is free, Atma is of the nature of desirelessness. Atma is of the nature of desirelessness, and the desire is manifestation of the reality appearing in the form of knowledge. Therefore, desire is knowledge. Desire is the reality in the form of knowledge. The reality is free from knowledge. Therefore, Atma is also known by the term what? Aptakamaha. So, Jnani is Aptakamaha. Atma, the Jnani, the wise person who knows, who has resolved the essence in the reality, the Atma, is also what? Aptakamaha. The Atma is also what? Aptakamaha. So, what he says here? Aptakama Sorupaha Aham. I is essentially the reality, which is of the nature of desirelessness, which is free from the hold of desires. Is it clear now? You have to say this much, you have to say. Prapta kama surupaha. Adhe asa inmaye surupamaha konda asa inmaya irikkindra asurupamaha konda paramborule surup naan paramborul. Okay, I is and the reality which is of the nature of desirelessness, which is free from the hold of desires, therefore implied by the term aptakamaha. I am aptakama surupaha. When you say surupam, you have to mention that I is essentially the absolute reality which is of the nature of desireless, which is free from the hold of desires, have being the very truth of the desire. You have to see every sentence, I'm telling long, long sentences. So, you're seeing, isn't it? Therefore, I am asa inmayaha irikkindra parambrul naan. Is it clear? Aham apta kama swarupaha aham aham eva aham avyaha. Okay, go quickly to the next verse. See, I know you all understood very quickly, but still I repeat and repeat and repeat to make sure that you I should be convinced that you understood. You have understood already. I'm sorry for that, okay?
Kamaha aptaha yasya saha, can you say that as well? Same.
Sarve kamaha aptaha yena. Aptaha yena.
Yasya saha eka.
Yes, yes, sollalam, but yena better. Instrumental. Yeah, because in passive voice, subject should be in the third case, instrumental case. Yes, yes, sollalam. Yes, sollalam, but yena, I prefer yena. Yes, yes, was nice. Yes, yes, kamaha aptaha. The one whose desires have been fulfilled, the one by whom all desires have been fulfilled. The transitive verbs, I prefer that. Okay. Aptakamaswarupoham ahamevahamauyayah tapatraya vinirmukto you're going to have tattvabodha class, okay? Dehatraya vilakshanah avasthatraya sakshyasmicha avasthatraya sakshyasmicha avasthatraya sakshmyasmicha avasthatraya sakshyasmicha ahameva ahamauyayah. I am leaving aham eva aham avyayah. Okay, I am going straight to what now? No. Avastatraya sakshi asmi. Sakshi asmi. Avasthi long, okay? Avastatraya sakshi asmi. Asmi means what? Am. I am Sakshi. I am not the witnessed. I am the witness consciousness. I am the witness. I am the reality obtaining as the witness. I am the reality obtaining in the form of knowledge. I am essentially the reality, absolute reality, is of the nature of knowledge, knowing. Thereby witnessing threefold, three states of experience. So avastha means a state. Avastha also means a condition. But here the avastha is a state, and there are only three states of the mind. The three states of the mind are three states of experience. There is no fourth state of experience. Definitely there are only three states of experience. There is no fourth state of experience at all. Okay, avasthatraya, prominent states of experience. So all our life is what? Only within these three states of experience. Either you sleep or you awake, you dream. Isn't it? So Bhagavan's dream is our waking. Isn't it? Anyway, so what I'm saying? So avasthatraya sakshi. In each avastha, now we are leaving the body, okay? Only take only the states of experience. Each state of experience is a state of mind. And the state of mind is what constituted of innumerable countless vrittis, isn't it? Now we can say, each set of experience obtains in which form? A state of mind is in what form? In subtle phenomenon, subtle form. Why do you say state of mind, state of experience, constituted of the thought modifications? Why do you call subtle? Because it is backing the sense powers. It is not perceptible, it's not available for sense perception. These thoughts which constitute a state of mind, a state of experience, is not perceptible through senses, therefore it is subtle. But still, it is sakshi pratyaksham, it is not indriya pratyaksham. This mind, not all your thoughts are available for objectification for whom? For the witness, not for the senses. Indriya, not indriya gocharam, isn't it? But sakshi pratyaksham is available for objectification for whom? For the sakshi witness. So, but state of experience is what? State of mind is object of knowledge. The experience itself is an object of experience. The experience obtaining in the state of mind, subtle thought, is also what? As an object of experience. Why do we say the state of experience obtaining of a thought is an object of experience? Because the states of experience are discontinuous and they are mutually exclusive. Each state of experience is discontinuous and they are mutually exclusive and they are variable. Isn't it? Variable. And there is the states of experience being discontinuous, being variable and being mutually exclusive is known. Therefore, states of experience what? States of experience are objects of knowledge. Objects of experience. Because the variability, the states of experience being variable, being discontinuous and being mutually exclusive is known, is available, isn't it? Therefore we say what? The objects of knowledge. And in each state of experience there is an experiencer, without whose presence experience is not possible at all. And that experiencer obtaining in each state of experience is swarupam of that experience is pure knowledge. Okay? Which means, I am the experiencer, I is the experiencer, and the swarupam of the I, the experiencer, is the reality obtaining in the form of pure knowledge. The consciousness, the experiencer, the knower, experiencer is consciousness. Which means, the knower, there is no knower, there is no experiencer other than consciousness. Why do we say that now? The formless reality, the absolute, abstract, subtlest reality, which arrived at in terms of its nature of knowing, therefore implied by the term knowledge, is the only reality. There is no knower other than the reality. Therefore, knower is also only a temporary qualification attributed to that reality from the standpoint of the experience. Like what? Like there is, now in the presence of the light, light need not do any action here. The nature of the light is such, by its mere presence, in the presence of the light, all the opaque things here shine. All the opaque things shine, all the opaque things enjoy the status of being existent because they are illumined, because there is an illumination. And illumination is what? What is illumination here? The nature of the light. Therefore, who is the illuminator here? There is an illuminator because of the presence of which all the opaque things are illumined. Isn't it? There is an illuminator. See, we are talking three words now. There are illumined opaque things. There is an illumination of the opaque things because there is an illuminator. And we search for the illuminator. Oh my God, there is no illuminator. With the hands, eyes and legs and hands, the illuminator is only a qualification, temporary title attributed to the light, which is of the nature of illumining. So the light is not the illuminator, but there is no illuminator other than the light. Therefore, what do you say now? The illuminator is light when you say you are resolving the illuminator status in the light. Understand? The swarupam, the truth of the illuminator is the light. And here also similarly, when you say that there is a dream, waking state is, there is knowledge I am, there is knowledge the world is. In deep sleep, this knowledge I am is not, the knowledge the world is not, the world is not. Therefore, who is that? Because of whose presence? Each state of experience is known. Each set of mind is known. Who is the experiencer? Who is the knower? I am the knower. Okay, this I is what? The know. Who is the knower there? The knower. There is no knower other than the reality which is of the nature of knowing. Which is of the nature, therefore implied by the term jnanam, chit, chaitanyam. The knower is consciousness, the experiencer is the reality in terms of consciousness. Understand? The swarupam of the knower is there is no knower other than consciousness. Knower is only a temporary qualification attribute to the reality in the form of consciousness. Isn't it? Therefore, that reality is what also can say, the waking comes, waking goes, dream comes, no, deep sleep state comes, deep sleep goes, dream comes, dream goes, deep sleep comes, again waking comes. The states of experience are constantly changing, variable. So in all these invariable states of experience, in all the invariable thought modifications, what is that which is constantly invariable, no, the variable states of experience, discontinuous states of experiences, the mutually exclusive states of experience, what is that which is continuously, invariably present is what? The reality which is of the nature of knowing. The reality is what? Now, Sakshi. Therefore, the knower is, the knower consciousness was distinct from the known states of experience, is the witness, okay? The states of experience are the witnessed. Therefore, the witness is consciousness. Consciousness is not the witness. Okay? And that witness, the surupam of the witness, isn't it? Therefore, avasthatraya sakshi is the reality. The reality is of the nature of knowledge. And I am the reality obtaining as the witness. Okay? I am the reality which is of the nature of, obtaining as the witness which is of the nature of knowledge. What is my surupam? Sakshi. So who is the sakshi? Consciousness. Therefore, sakshi is my surupam, means my surupam is consciousness. Therefore, I am, I the knower, am the consciousness, obtaining as the witness. Is it clear? Therefore, avasthatraya sakshi asmi cha. And, okay. Not avasthatrayam. If avasthatraya sakshi means what? Definitely dehatraya vilakshanaha. Who is dehatraya vilakshanaha? Again, what is that which can be distinguished from the dehatrayam? Isn't it? See here, dehatrayam when you say, is sthula shariram, the externally perceptible, gross body, which is a modified form of food, shad vikaravan deha, subject to sixfold modifications, anna jayate, annena, tishtati, anne praviliyate, this deha, this body, which is born of food, sustained by food, resolved in food, which is the gross body, is what? Subject to sixfold modifications, this heavy perceptible body is what? Object of knowledge. Therefore, this I the knower am distinct from, not distant, but distinct from the known body. Ever sthula sharira vilakshanaha. Now, I the knower am distinct from even the sukshma shariram. Yeah, what is sukshma shariram? There's a shariram. Okay. The very word shariram or dehaha, both beautiful meanings. Okay. Dahyamanatvat dehaha. That is subject to get burnt constantly. It's a storage of energy, constantly burning energy also, isn't it? Where is energy created? You eat food, energy is stored. Energy again exhausted. A storehouse of energy and the abode of exhaustion of energy. It's called what? Dahyamanatva dehaha. Shiryamana sabhavatva hairam ityuchyate. It's subject to wear up, fall apart. It's called shariram also, isn't it? So, dehatraya. In this physical body, so vilakshana. Then what about sukshma? All the subtle aspects, imperceptible subtle aspects, indwelling the gross, physical parts, together, put together, are known by one term, sukshma shariram. There's no sukshma shariram, okay? Sukshma doesn't have form. It's formless. Because you can only understand the subtle as powers being manifested here. Like jnana indriyani, obtaining in their corresponding golakams, the physical parts. Karma indriyani, the subtle powers of organs of actions, obtaining in their own corresponding physical parts. Karma indriyani, panchapranaha, and we say antahkaranam. There again you differentiate as manaha, buddhihi, chittam, and our dearest ahankara, madhu, madhu, sweet. What is dear to yourself? I like the sweet. All of us like the sweeties. Okay? Even if you don't like, okay? You also like sweet. Sweet is something most desirable for all of us. And then, therefore, what is the dearest also is known by the word madhu. Isn't it? And when the wake of the jnanam is what? Madhu goes. Ajnanam resolves. Ajnanam resolves madhu, isn't it? Therefore, Madhusudana. Bhagavan is called Madhusudana. Mind goes somewhere for me. goes all over. Anyway, what I'm saying here, the sukshma. The sukshma includes what? The knowledge I am also. The knowledge I am is a beautiful knowledge. Swami always says, the most beautiful whim, the most beautiful manifestation, the highest form of manifestation of Devi, the power of reality, is what? The knowledge obtained of existence of one's own self in terms of I am, in all the human minds. Asmita, aham asmi, iti jnanam, asmita is also what? The object of knowledge, isn't it? I am is known to you or not. Therefore, also jnana. See, the I am has to be understood as an object. I had to distinguish it, isn't it? Therefore, ahankara. Swami says, I am is very beautiful, okay? Until you add in something to this. Stop with I am, beautiful knowledge. I am. You don't need to say Brahma asmi, okay? At least stop with I am, you're okay. I'm angry, I'm sick. You add anything to I am is what? Erroneous notion about yourself. I am by itself is a beautiful, the highest form of manifestation of knowledge, isn't it? Expressed as I, to refer to your own self is a beautiful knowledge. Because you have to use it to refer to yourself. How will refer to yourself? It is this jnanam which distinguishes you from all other animals, which makes you the most sophisticated being. Why do you still want to give pahankara? Don't give pahankara. It's a blessing in disguise. So you are eligible to know what you are. Don't need to. You cannot give up. Understand what this I am is. Are you holding on to ahankara? You are not holding on to ahankara. Ahankara is there. What is ahankara? The knowledge of the I itself is manifestation of knowledge obtained from thought used by everyone to refer to one's own self. And when you add am is also what? The manifestation of knowledge of the existence of one's own self obtained from thought in terms of I am. Is ahankara vritti. It's also known. Therefore, antahkaranam, manaha buddhi, I don't want to go into manaha buddhi, okay, I'm only particular to I am. Manaha buddhi, chittam, the memory, ahankara, all are also objects of knowledge. Therefore, all of them together constitute sukshma. And what is this? What is your surupam? I, the knower. There is an I, aham, the knower. I, because of the presence of whom, the I am, the knowledge being there in the waking is known. There is a knower experiencer because the presence of whom, the knowledge I am being not there in sleep is known. That knower, okay, is the truth of this I am, I, where the I should be resolved, that reality is what basically. The knower is the absolute reality, the ultimate truth, which is of the nature of knowledge, is what? Distinct from the known sukshma. Are you seeing? The sukshma, the distinct, not distant, the knower consciousness is distinct from the known all subtle aspects. Not distant, distinct from all known subtle aspects. Therefore, sukshma sharira vilakshanaha, sthula sharira vilakshanaha. Now, one more body we talk about. Now, what is that? This karna sharira vilakshanaha. Hey, what is the karna shariram? Karna shariram machaghet. There is no such thing called karna shariram other than ignorance, avidya. Okay? Avidya. What is avidya? How to understand avidya? Avidya. Actually, the power, subtlest, unmanifest power of the reality, power of knowledge, known by the term Maya, with reference to an individual, is known, called avidya. Clean definitions, no vagueness anywhere. And what is avidya? The ignorance of the existence of one's own self And the ignorance of, or you can say, the ignorance of the existence of the world. Avidya. How to understand avidya? That is, avidya is also an object of knowledge. How to know? You have to fall asleep for that. Don't fall asleep now. Okay, you recollect your deep sleep state experience. In deep sleep state, there is avidya. Okay, what is avidya? Avidya is object of knowledge. How do you say avidya is object of knowledge? Because in deep sleep state, you are not knowing your own existence. Therefore, knowing, you are there knowing the knowledge, I am being not there. In deep sleep state, I am not knowing I am. In sleep, I am not knowing the world is. It means the knowledge that I am, the knowledge the world is resolved, unmanifest. The knowledge the world is being unmanifest is called what? Avidya. What is ignorance? The knowledge, the manifest knowledge. The knowledge I am, the knowledge the world is being unmanifest is what? Avidya. The knowledge is unmanifest. Listen now, what is there? You don't use the word unmanifest. The power of knowledge, the power of knowledge in terms of the knowledge I am, the knowledge the world is, being not there. But I prefer unmanifest knowledge, I never want to say that. The knowledge I am, the knowledge the world is, being not there, is known. Therefore, the state of mind is what? Avidya. Is it clear? And that object of knowledge are not knowledge. Experience. That's the deep sleep state experience. On waking up, you know that you did not know. Therefore, you know that you did not know. Therefore, not knowing is what? Object of your knowledge. Is it clear? Therefore, and that avidya is called karana shariram. Why do you say this karana shariram? Avidya is karana shariram. As long as ajnanam is there, so long will there be all the problems caused by ignorance. Let me tell you quickly. As long as the ignorance of the self is there in terms of what I am. I know I am, but I do not know what I am. Because I don't know what I am, Shastram says, you know you are, but you do not know what you are. You are half knowledge. In half knowledge, you mistake the anatma for the atma. Therefore, you superimpose the limitations of anatma upon the atma. Therefore, you have a wrong notion about yourself. You have a wrong self-image. You think you are small. There's a notion, I am small, I am inadequate, I am insignificant, I am unhappy. All the notions you have about yourself are wrong. Not only the notions you have about yourself are wrong, all the notions you have about anybody else is definitely wrong. But the world is also wrong. And you see yourself as an inadequate, unlimited, immortal being. You see the world as a source of security and happiness. If your perception of the world is also wrong, your perception of yourself also is wrong. If you do not know yourself, not only the perception of yourself is wrong, the perception of the world is also wrong. Because you don't know what the world is. Therefore, what happens? And this is thereby the sense of smallness, sense of inadequacy being centered on I is the common human fundamental problem, because of which there's a pressure of wanting to be live long happily. There is a common human fundamental desire. That the very desire itself is because it's the expression of one's erroneous notion of the self. One has about oneself. And that desire gives rise to all forms of diseases, including going to Manjakudi, etc. And all forms of diseases, what now? Impel actions, And the actions produce palam, the punyam or papam, and the results have to be exhausted for which you have to be born again. Janma. Your janma, puna janma, to be born again to get asima body. Therefore, karana shadiram. Is it clear now? Avidya is called karana shadiram. If there is no avidya, you will not have a body. You will not be born again. Karanam irukkanum. What is the cause? Why am I? Nanen pirandhen, nan arindha karanathai nane ariyum munne. Neeyum vandhu yen pirandhai thangam magane. No, Jayalalitha should come to me. No, why Shivaji Ganesan comes? Even before I am born, I don't even know why I am born. Isn't it? Say, so I don't know why I am born here. Now, Sastram tells, no, this is how you are born. Okay? Sastram tells, you can never know through any other means. That's why Sastram will know. No? Anadhigata to anadhigata. Anything you cannot know through any other means of knowledge, you can know through Sastram. This is a karnasharam. Now, this avidya is also known or not? No. Therefore, the knower, there is no knower other than I, okay? The knower is distinct from the known. The knower is not distant from the known. The knower is distinct and different from the known. This vilakshanaha. The knower is vilakshanaha. Geyat jnata vilakshana. Understand? The knower is distinct from the known, sthula, sukshma, karana, sharirani. Dehatraya vilakshana. Arihindra purul, ariyapaduvavindra veranadu. The knower is distinct from the known. Known gross body, known subtle body, known causal body. Is it clear now? And who is that knower? The knower is distinct from the known gross, subtle and causal bodies, threefold bodies. Means who is the knower? A, there is no knower other than reality in the form of knowledge. The knower is, there is only the absolute, ultimate reality, which is of the nature of knowing, of the nature of all pervasiveness, therefore implied by the term Atma. And that Atma, the reality in the term Atma, is of the nature of knowledge. And the knower is only a temporary qualification attributed to the reality from the standpoint of the known, three bodies. And that knower Atma, the consciousness, is not distant, but distinct from the known threefold bodies. Is it clear? Deha Traya Vilakshana, that's a kindergarten lesson. I'm repeating today, okay? Dehatraya vilakshanaha. Therefore what? Tapatraya vinirmuktaha. I am essentially the absolute reality which is of the nature of knowledge, the source of everything, the substratum of everything, the supportless support of everything, therefore free from all threefold forms of pain. Tapatrayam. What is tapatrayam? Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Every club we begin with Om Shanti Shanti Shanti, end Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Isn't it? What is tapatraya? Adhyatmika tapaha, adi daivi bhautika tapaha, adi daivika tapaha. Shastram has thoroughly analyzed the pain, okay? Whatever pain we go through. But pain is implied by the term tapaha. Tapaha means what? The heat. Tapaha means the heat. And what does the heat do? Heat scorches. Heat is of the nature of scorching everything. If the pain is there in the mind, this pain also scorches. The emotional, not only physical pain, okay? Physical pain is nothing. So, Swamiji beautifully says, Swamiji 100% says this. That's why there is no such thing called emotional pain for any of these animals. They appreciate your love, warmth, care, they also everything, but there's no emotional pain. But only the pain also is conscious. Therefore, pain is called what? No, tapaha. The pain which conscious your antakkan is also tapaha. And the pain is caused by what? This pain is always caused by obstacles. Okay, the obstacles, the pain is caused by obstacles, impediments, hindrances, and there are only three sources of obstacles. Okay, they're not threefold pain, okay? The pain is only one. The pain is caused by obstacles arising from three different sources. Three sources of obstacles. First, I myself become what? My own body, mind, sense complex can become the source of obstacle. Or anything associated with this body, mind, sense complex also can become the source of obstacles. Or neither I am my own body, mind, sense complex, nor the other forms, names and functions associated with this body, but the natural calamities, natural crisis can become a source of obstacles. Therefore, you say, well, the pain caused by obstacles arising from three different sources, adhyatmikatapaha, adi bhautikatapaha, adi daivikatapaha. And this pain, who has this pain? Tapatrayam. So all pain is, what is pain? I tell you. Swamiji always says, there's no such thing called new, fresh, brand new pain. Like freshly made brewed coffee. Like that, there's no fresh pain is not there. Just now the pain has come. Until now the pain was not there. We think that way, isn't it? There's no such thing called brand new, fresh pain. Pain is always old. Pain is old. But where is the pain? The pain is somewhere underneath in your subconscious, the non, you know, you can't be dug at all. It's somewhere underneath, dormant and latent. The pain is there in every ajnani's mind. The pain is. Don't think pain comes from outside, okay? The pain is always under the subconscious mind. But this pain, however deep down, but can quickly surface when there is an appropriate situation is capable of triggering the pain. Isn't it? Whenever the pain can be external situation is only a triggering instrument. Can be a people's behavior or whatever it is, water condition. External situation can serve as a triggering instrument. Only instrumental triggering that. Then the pain surfaces. And that when pain surfaces, what is there? What is the pain? The pain is an object of cognition. What is pain is a state of mind. Obtaining of a thought. Okay, pain is also what now? Sort of emotion. Okay? Pain is also we call it emotional pain. To distinguish it from a physical pain. But pain is actually emotional. The physical pain results in what? Emotional only. That's why they knock you off when they want to operate. Okay? Surgery. Physical pain is, if you are knocked off, where is the pain for you? That's why emotional essentially. Understand? They can cause any amount of physical pain if you are knocked off. Anesthesia. Okay? That's why anesthesia. If you are, that's why pain is emotional, basically. So that, what is pain? Pain is a subtle phenomenon because ease, anything ease means what? Enjoys existence. Anything enjoys existence, what? A given phenomenon, natural phenomenon. Nothing is created here. So pain is a subtle phenomenon obtaining in the form of a thought. And pain is, means what? Pain is known. And pain is because pain cognition is. And whether the pain obtaining in the form of a thought or the pain cognition obtaining in the form of a thought, Without pain cognition, there cannot be pain, isn't it? Pain is a subtle phenomenon obtaining from a thought which is an object of knowledge. And the pain is, or pain cognition is that thought. So therefore pain obtained from a thought or pain cognition obtained in the form of a thought is also what? Manifestation of knowledge. Manifestation of knowledge means the truth of the pain is what? Absolute reality, which is of the nature of knowledge, which is the swarupam of I. Therefore, I am the truth of pain. I, the knower, am. I, the experiencer, am. The absolute reality, essentially the absolute reality, which is of the nature of knowledge, is the truth of pain. Therefore, I am what now? The pain is what? Me. The pain is truth. I am the truth. Therefore, there is no, I do not have the pain. The pain is myself. There is no pain outside of me. I am free from pain. Is it clear now? Therefore, adhyatmika tapaha, adi bhautika tapaha, adi bhautika, all the tapas are I, the knower, I, the consciousness, am, all the tapas are consciousness, I am, that is, I am free from all forms of pain. Isn't it? Therefore, tapatraya vimuktaha, ever free. I, the self, am the pure consciousness, I am essentially the absolute reality obtaining in my pure consciousness, which is the truth of all forms of pain obtained from our thoughts, which is free from all forms of pain. Therefore, I am tapatraya vimuktaha. It's good, isn't it? Nice. Oh, finished. Thank God, one verse is over. Tapatraya vinirmuktaha. Or you can say, tapatraya vinirmukto dehatraya vilakshanaha.
Tapatraya vinirmukto dehatraya vilakshanaha.
Avasthatraya sakshyasmicha. Ahamevahamauyayah. So, avasthatraya sakshi asmi cha. Avasthatraya sakshi asmi cha. Traya sakshi asmi cha. Ahamevahamauyayah. Dridrishyau dvaupadarthau staha. Dridrishyau dvaupadarthau staha.
Dridrishyau dvaupadarthau staha.
Paraspara vilakshanau.
Paraspara vilakshanau.
Drig Brahma Drishyam Mayeti.
Drig Brahma Drishyam Mayeti.
Sarva Vedanta Didindimaha.
Sarva Vedanta Didindimaha.
Okay. Vedanta Didindimaha. Didindimaha actually implies the big drum. Okay. The Vedanta declares. Dun 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 dun. The declaration of Veda is what? Vedanta Dindimaha. Paraisatral. Vedantam, Vedantatin Paraisatra. Paraisatra Hirda. Vedanta Dindimaha means Paraisatral of Vedantam. In the Vedanta, there's a declaration of Veda. Veda Dindimaha, there's a declaration of the Veda Antashas. All the Upanishads repeatedly declare one fact, proclaim one fact. The declaration of the Vedanta Shastram is what? A command. ultimately, what is there here? No, all that is there is only Brahma. That is only ultimate declaration of Veda, which means everything else is what? Mithya. Whatever is relatively real, we not say unreal, okay? Whatever is relatively real, empirically real, objectively real, is what? Mithya. We do not say tucham. It's as though what is absolutely there as mithya, I, this, duality, divisions, differences, plurality, experience all what now? Absolutely not there, only relatively they are all real. Empirically, only vyavaharikam satyam, not paramarthikataya satyam, isn't it? So, but to understand that, how do you say all that is only Brahma? That is the Vedanta Dindima, that the Veda declaration of Veda, he says, understand here. Dridrishya dvopadarthostaha. All that is here, when as a person who wants to know, as a jignyasa bhakta, as the one who is desirous of knowing what is here, what am I, what this universe is, who the Lord is, what is the truth of everything, what is here, what is this universe, what is birth, what is death, one who wants to know, for such a person, when he studies Vedanta, finally, understanding will be what now? You understand, there are only two aspects, twofold things. What are they? Drik drishyo dvo padartho. See, there is the two padartha means the twofold factors indicated by the words drik and drishyam. There is a meaning for the word drik, there is a meaning for the word drishyam. Drik and drishyam, the seer and the seen, are the two words. The seer and the seen can be reduced to what? The knower and the known. The knower and the known are the two words. For these two words, there are meanings. You can finally reduce everything into the meanings of the two expressions, drik and drishyam. All that is here can be reduced to the meanings of the two words, drik and drishyam, the knower and the known. Drishyo dopadato staha. And those two aspects, obtaining as the meaning of these two words, the knower and the known, expressions over the known, paraspara vilakshano, they mutually distinct, mutually distinct, paraspara vilakshano, mutually distinct. Understand? The known is distinct from the knower is distinct from the known, but they both they are not distant. The knower and the known are not distant from each other. The knower and the known are distinct from each other. Is it clear? Just as the illuminator light and the illumined opaque are not distant from each other, they are distinct from each other. Paraspara, mutually distinct. Now, okay, if it is distinct, what is the drik? What is the knower? Who the knower is? What the known is? He says, drik Brahma. The knower is Brahma. What is Brahma? Brahma is an expression, the word implying the absolute reality, which is of the nature of knowledge in terms of its nature of limitlessness. Brahman, not Brahman, like Brahma. Brahman is a moolapadam. Brahma is a word, an expression, a word implying the absolute reality obtaining in the form of pure knowledge. Absolute reality which are the nature of knowledge, in terms of its nature of limitlessness. Which has to be arrived at, which can be recognized only as the swarupam of subject, the knower, I. Is drik. So the there is no knower other than the absolute reality, obtainment of knowledge, which is of the nature of limitlessness. There is no knower other than Brahma. There is no knower other than Brahma. But definitely Brahman is not the knower. What is that which alone enjoys the status of being the knower? What is that which alone has the qualification of being the knower? What is that? Absolute reality obtaining in the realm of pure consciousness, which is of the nature of limitlessness, therefore implied by the term Brahman alone, is what? No, has the status of being the knower. Jnatrutvam kasya. No? Who? Driptvam. Who is the knower? Knower status is only there. If a knower is Brahma, definitely, even though Brahman is not the knower. Okay? The knower is a qualification attributed to the reality. And this reality also has to be arrived at only as the swarup of the knower. That absolute reality, which is of the nature of limitlessness, arrived at only as the swarup of the knower in terms of its nature of knowing. Therefore, knower is Brahma. Is it clear? 100%. And how many Brahmans are there? Therefore, how many knowers are there? Knower is only Brahma. There is only Brahma. Knower is only Brahma. Therefore, there is only knower. In every one of us, how many eyes are there? Understand? Even though all of us say I, all of us can, from the standpoint of with reference to the world, everyone can refer to oneself as the knower. Everyone has to refer to oneself as the knower with reference to the universe, objective universe. That knower seems to be many in all of us. I am the knower, you are the knower, you are the knower, you are the knower. So we say what? There's so many antakaranam, antakaranam, the instrument of knowledge. There are so many internal instruments of knowledge. Therefore we say what? In keeping with the number of instruments of knowledge, we think the knowers are also many. We think. But you have to remember the fact, really speaking, there is no knower other than the reality in the form of knowledge. There is only pure knowledge. The reality being the pure knowledge, you arrive at it, no? As a swarupam, when you use this methodology. But once you arrive at it, you understand, there is no knower. Knower is the qualification attributed to the reality. Therefore, the opaque things illumined here are so many here. The wall is an opaque, the window is an opaque, the fan are opaque, the picture is opaque, the colors are opaque, everything here is opaque. But can you say illuminator of this picture is different from the illuminator of this color? This body is different from the illuminator of that body, illuminator of this chair. The illumined opaque things are innumerable and countless, but the illuminator is only light. And that illumined opaque is non-distant from the illuminator, but illumined and the illuminator are mutually different from each other. Paraspara vilakshano, not distant. Is it clear? Therefore, how many illuminators are there? Because illumined are many, we should not mistake the illuminators are many. Therefore, this drik is Brahma. There is only absolute reality which is of the nature of limitlessness, which is arrived at in terms of its nature of knowing, which alone has the know our status, know our qualification. From the standpoint of the known, he is speaking. There is no drik, there is no knower, seer, other than the reality implied by the term Brahma. Is it clear? Brahma, drik Brahma. What about drishyam? He says no. Drishyam maya iti, mayeti. The entire known, known is what? There is no drishyam other than maya. What is maya? There is weight, no distance. Okay? The maya, there is the subtlest, inseparable power of reality. Unmanifest is known by the term maya, which when manifest is the universe called knowledge. The unmanifest, the subtlest, inseparable power of reality, unmanifest, known by the term maya, manifest is knowledge obtaining in the form of universe. I repeat the sentence. For what is drishyam? The subtlest, inseparable power of reality, which is of the nature of limitlessness, therefore implied by the term Brahman, which is of the nature of all pervasiveness, therefore implied by the term Atma, which is of the nature of knowing, therefore implied by the term Chaitanyam or Jnanam. Okay. And this subtlest, abstract, inseparable power of reality, unmanifest power of reality, known by the term Maya, is object of knowledge. And the same power, unmanifest power of knowledge, unmanifest power of knowledge, manifest is knowledge obtaining in the form of universe, which is also what? Drishyam. The whole jagat is manifestation of the power of knowledge, which is drishyam. The power of knowledge, drishyam. Is it clear? Therefore, drishyam mayeti. No. Staha means dvau staha, dual. Asti staha santi. Asti means is. Staha also means R, A-R-E-R. Dual R. I told you not read the translations. Only listen to me. I've been talking. Don't read. That's the problem. Don't read the translations. You read the translation after I explain. Then if it's okay for you, take care. Otherwise, you leave it. Don't read translations. Don't be in a hurry. See, and the scene is maya. Finish translation is over. What do you understand here? You can't get it else. Please, see, Parambarul Shakti, Vilangar Shakti Ulaham, Vilangavakil Shakti Maya, Shakti Vilanginal Ulaham, Odinginal Maya, Odinginalam Vilanginalam, Parambarul Kappala Shakti Illa. Therefore, always drishyam. So, the maya, the power of reality, obtaining, known by the term maya, whether it is unmanifest or manifest, unmanifest, the power of reality, the power of the reality, the consciousness, whether it is unmanifest as maya or manifest as universe, is always the known. The known can never become the knower. because the known is of the nature of inertness. The known is of the nature of inertness. The knower is of the nature of knowledge, consciousness. The knower is of the nature of consciousness. The known is of the nature of inertness. So there is no inertness or something. Understand? The power of reality, unmanifest, is known. Unmanifest, meant by the word Maya, is also known. The same power of reality, known by the term Maya, manifest as the universe, is ever the object of knowledge, the known. The known can never become the knower. The knower is can never become the known. The known can never become the known can never become the knower. The knower can never become the known. Know why? Because the opaque can never become the illuminator. The opaque is ever dependent on the illumining light, illuminator, to come to existence. How can it become the illuminator of the light? There are only two things. The third thing is not there. The knower and the known. The known will ever be the known. The knower is ever be the knower. Understand? There is no knower or the known other than the reality. Why? Because the knower state is attributed to the reality, which is of the nature of knowledge. And the power of reality, inseparable, subtlest power of reality, inseparable from the reality, you know, which is, understand, which is of the nature of inertness, is ever dependent on the reality, its own reality. For its existence to come to light also is whatever the known. In fact, the knower and the known are two words, the meanings of which are nothing but twofold aspects of the only, twofold orders of the only reality, Brahma. The knower-known division is mithya. Understand? The knower-known division is mithya. What is satyam? Maya is mithya. The manifest universe is manifest. The universe means mithya. The reality, absolute reality, which is of the nature of knowledge, which is of the nature of limitlessness, implied by the term Brahman alone is satyam. Brahma satyam, mithya maya, jagan also mithya, jagan mithya. Mithya jagat is satyam Brahma. Mithya jagat is satyam Brahma. Therefore, what is there is only Brahma. Satyam Brahman alone is in the form of mithya jagat. You can say all that is there is only Brahma. Mutual. I'm sorry, I didn't pay attention to each word. I assume that you are being understood. Is it clear now? Paraspara. Now you know, see, Dhritarishtra is nice. You know all this. You are kindergarten for you, isn't it? Drishyam maya drik brahma. Satyam brahma drik. Mithya maya drishyam. And the mithya maya is satyam brahma. Therefore, what is there is only Brahma. There is no... So this drik drishya bheda is what? Empirically real. This seer seen difference is empirically relatively real. The knower known difference, isn't it? So Brahman jagat difference is empirically real. Absolutely what is there is only Brahma. So, paramarthikam satyam, vyavaharikam satyam. And this is what? This is the declaration of the all declared. This is what? This is the fact declared by all the Upanishads. Vedanta Dindimaha. A simple word. One more, do one more verse. Is it clear now? I can go on and on and on and on, one verse itself. But still I want to stop it. Very clear, isn't it? Very, very, very clear, isn't it? Doctor, I tell you, Tamil, I tell you, you're all very lucky, okay? Okay, don't know Tamil. Padartha means laddu, jalebi, murukku. Harch moch murukku, padartha. So, Lodge, you are lucky. You are all lucky people, okay? You don't know Padartha, you don't know. In Tamil, Padartha means Palaharam. I don't know where it is. Snacks, okay? Not chocolates. All crunchy stuff which oily made in a lot of.
Here there is only 12.
Okay?
2
lucky. So, you are lucky. You don't know Tamil, you are lucky. So, doctor is itching. That is. Why? Because you don't know. For us also, because I repeated learning. Anyway, padam means a word. Let me go out of this text for some time. Okay, padam means, it's not nothing to do with the jnana, brahmajnana, mala is not. We're going out of the track now. It is called asambandha palapa. We'll go a little out and then see something. Padam means a word. The foot is also called padam. No. Foot is also called padaha. Padam is a neutral gender word. Padaha is a masculine gender word. Padam means both foot and also word. But the word padaha is also used to mean the word foot. And it has come from the root pad. Padyate means is reached, attains, reaches. Padyate means what? Reaches. When you have to reach, it's amazing, it's Atmanepadam. You have to reach. I cannot make you reach. Padayati, no. Padyate means reaches, attains. So, that by which you reach a given place. Don't say car now, okay? I'm just saying. Generally, even to go to the car, you need what? That by which a given place is reached. Padaha, foot. Similarly, that by which a given form serving a given purpose is arrived at. It is also called padam. Padyate anena iti padam. A word is called padam. Because padyate anena iti padam, that by which a given form serving a given purpose is arrived at, is a word. How do you arrive at any given form serving a given purpose? Suppose I tell you, would you please bring that for me? They ask you what? That. Bring that. Simply that means, when you show that also, that, there's so many things you can be indicated by that. You can understand. I had to specifically chair, please bring me, that means you get me a cup of water. They say, bring me a chair, would you please get me a chair? They bring it. So word, a chair is a padam, and that word padam distinguishes that given form from all other padarthas. Okay? It helps you what now? Arrive at that particular form and serving a given purpose. Is it clear? So padam helps you distinguish the artha, meaning of the word, a form. Serving a given form, serving a given purpose is distinguished from all other forms. Isn't it? For every word is a means of knowledge. Shabdaha Pramanam. Word is also called what? Shabdaha. In fact, a meaningful sound is Shabda. Okay? Sattam bodhra Tamil, isn't it? Shabdam. Shabdaha in Tamil Sattam. It's not meaningless sounds. Shabdaha in Sanskrit terminology, if you open your mouth and make noise, it must be meaningful. So the word is called a meaningful sound. Why? It conveys something. It helps you arrive at a given form, serving a given purpose. It can be subtle form or a gross form. Vipadam. Now, arthaha. Arthaha means what? The form or the meaning of that word, which is inseparable from the word, is called what? Padartha. See, if you go into Vedanta study, amazingly it'll make you subtle. Isn't it? You can never separate the meaning of the word, the form, serving given purpose, indicated by a given word, is the meaning of the word. It's inseparable from the word. Can you ever separate the word chair and the object chair? No. It's clear? You have to see much more in it. Inseparability has been in much subtle form. I don't want to do it now, 12 o'clock in the afternoon. That's some other time I'll do. Is it clear?
So
padartha means you have to understand drik and drishyam are the padas, okay? The two padartho means the two aspects, when you understand the meaning of this word, the two aspects, factors, obtaining as the meaning of these words drik and drishyam. Pojida. Drik is a word, drishyam is a word. The two aspects which have to be arrived at. No? They're the two aspects indicated by the obtaining as the meaning of the words drik and drishyam. So what is that meaning of the word drishyam? Maya. What is Maya? Maya again is what? Maya is a name given to the unmanifest, subtlest, inseparable power of the reality. And that power of reality manifest is what? The Jagat. The whole Jagat is Maya. What is Maya means what? The power of reality manifest is the Jagat. The Jagat unmanifest is what? Maya. This is Drishya. Maya manifest is Jagat, is Drishyam. Maya manifest is the universe. The power of reality, known by the term Maya, manifest is what? The universe, which is Drishyam. So what is meaning of the word Drishyam? The perceptible, objective universe which is manifestation of the power of knowledge known by the term Maya is Drishyam. Got it? Ariyappadu porul. Ariyappadu hirudhidana. Arivin shaktiin totramahiya ari ulagam ariyappaduvadu. What is Brahma then? Drik Shabdarthaha. Drik Padarthaha is Brahma. What is the meaning? What is that which has to be arrived at as the meaning of the word Drik? Is absolute reality, ultimate reality, the only reality, the secondless reality, non-dual reality, which is of the nature of obtaining in the form of pure consciousness, which arrived as the Swarupa of Aham, which of the nature of limitlessness, therefore implied by the term Brahma, is the meaning of the word Drik. Understand? There is no knower other than Brahma. There is no illuminator other than light. Please repeat to see this example, Grasser's example. There is no illuminator at all other than the light. Illuminator is light. How firm you are. When you say, illuminator is light, means there's an equation. Illuminator is resolved in the light. Cognitively, you are resolving the illuminator in the light. Understanding the illuminator as only a temporary qualification attribute to the light from the standpoint of the illumined opaque. There is no illuminator other than the light. Similarly, there is no knower other than the absolute reality, optimum knowledge, which is of the nature of limitlessness, therefore implied by the term Brahma. Isn't it? Dhrigi is Brahman only. And what about Drishyam? The Drishyam also is nothing but the manifest, the universe, the entire universe, which is manifestation of the power of knowledge known by the term Maya. Consciousness and Maya, the reality and its power, are inseparable. Therefore, reality and the world are inseparable. Okay? So, for us, the whole, when you look at that reality as the cause of the universe, as the intelligent cause, the material cause of the universe, and as the upadhanakar, the abhinimitta upadhanakar, as the vivatta upadhanakar of the universe, then you give Ishvara status to the universe. Then we say what? The universe is non-separate from the Lord. Lord is non-separate from the universe. The whole universe is Lord. All that is there is only Bhagavan. Isn't it? Inseparability, the non-separateness of the creator and the creation is what? Advaitam. All that is there is only Brahma. Is it clear? Padartham Munchinatipa, Padartham. I don't know, today for me, Aday came to my mind. Drik Drisham, Drik Drik Brahma, Drik na, because of the word Brahma, it is Drik. Okay, actually the word is what? Drik. But with the Brahma, it is Drik. Okay. Drik Brahma Drisham Maye, Drik Brahma Drisham Maye Ti, no. Drik Drisho Dvaupada. दृग्दृश्यौ द्वौ पदार्थौ स्तः परस्पर विलक्षणौ दृग् ब्रह्म दृश्यं मायेति सर्ववेदान्त दिण्डिमः. ओके. अहं साक्षीति यो विद्यात्
अहं साक्षीति यो विद्यात्
विविच्यैवं पुनः पुनः स एव मुक्तः सो विद्वान् इति वेदान्तडिण्डिमः. अहं साक्षीति यो विद्यात् विविच्यैवं पुनः पुनः स एव मुक्तः सो विद्वान् इति वेदान्तडिण्डिमः. ओके. यः इस रिलेटिव प्रोनौन. ही हू, द वन हू, यवन ओरुवन. अहम् साक्षी इति विद्यात्. He who knows clearly the fact of one's own self being essentially the reality, obtaining as the witness. Okay, one who sees one's own, see the fact of one's own self being essentially the reality, obtaining as the witness. The one who sees the fact of oneself being essentially the reality, obtaining as the witness. How does he see that? How can you see? How can anyone see one's own self being essentially the reality, obtaining as the witness, not simply attending one class? Punaha, 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 punaha. Again, he only has two ways, okay? Swamiji is Nana. You have to say what? Until jnanam takes place. You should not give up. Again and again and again and again and again and again, repeatedly by listening, using the pramanam. Okay? Use repeatedly listening to the unfoldment of the Vedanta, words of the Vedanta Shastram. You can what? Vivichya, discerning. Vivichya means by discerning. By discerning repeatedly with the help of the pramanam, using the pramanam in the name of Vedanta Shastram, in terms of listening to the unfoldment of the words of the Shastram. Vivichya, discerning. See, when you are repeatedly using the means of knowledge, instrument of knowledge, in terms of listening to the unfoldment of the Vedanta, words of the Vedanta Shastram, what you do? You discern, you see the knower being I, the first person singular pronoun, obtaining in the form of a thought. I, the first person singular pronoun, the manifestation of knowledge, obtaining in the form of a thought, used by everyone, referred to one's own self, being the knower, distinct from the known. Okay, vivichya vidyat. And then, you see what? That I, the knower, the distinguished the I from this, then discern the I from the this, then you see that I, the knower, distinguished I, which is distinct from this, the known, being essentially the absolute reality, which is of the nature of knowledge. Okay? One who sees, and understands that reality, obtaining as the witness. Vivichya, punaha, punaha, vivichya, aham sakshi iti aha vidyat. He who knows, he who understands, he who sees this fact of I, the knower, being essentially the reality, obtaining as the witness, repeatedly one who sees this, one who discerns the I and sees this I, the fact of I being essentially the reality, obtaining as the witness, thereby distinct and free from all the witnessed. Such a person, vidyat. Saha eva muktaha. He alone is the liberated person. He alone is freed, free from the bondage. He is free from all forms of human misery, all forms of problems of samsara. Sahayeva muktaha. Saha Muktaha Shastram does not. Saha Yeva Muktaha means what? One he who Yaha Vidyat Saha Yeva Muktaha. He who knows, he alone is free. Which means there is another bitter truth is revealed. Knowledge is freedom. Knowledge alone is freedom. Jnanameva Muktihi. Knowledge is freedom. That is emphasized by say this by what? Yaha Vidyat Saha Muktaha. He who knows, he alone is free. Whoever knows, he alone is free. Yavan arigirano, avane vidubattavan, avane muktan. From what? From all forms of samsara, human misery. In terms of samsara. Knows what? How does he know? Vivichya. How? Repeatedly placing his attention, focusing his attention to the unfoldment of the Shastra, his words. One who discerns and distinguishes the I from this, knower from the known, and arrives at the fact of, sees the fact of I being essentially the absolute reality, which is obtaining as the witness, untouched by the witnessed. Obtaining as the witness, untouched, untainted, unafflicted by the witnessed. Alone is free. Got it? Okay. இப்போ கொஞ்சம் வேகமா போலாம் நினைக்கிறேன். லஞ்ச் டைம். அண்ட் சகையேவ முக்தா சகையேவ வித்வான். He alone is a wise person. He alone is a jnani. Why? Because other than the knowledge of the self, any other knowledge is what? Aparavidya. Knowledge of anything other than the truth of I is knowledge of everything but within the realm of the ignorance. Mithya jnanam, isn't it? Therefore we say what now? Aparavidya. It is the knowledge of one's own, the swarupam of aham, which is what? Paravidya. Isn't it? And this is what? And it is the knowledge of the truth, knowledge of satyam, knowledge of the absolute reality is absolute knowledge. Knowledge of the absolute reality is absolute knowledge. Knowledge of the relative real, empirically real world is what? Aparavidya. Relative knowledge. So what makes a person wise? The knowledge of the relatively real world, which is relative knowledge, makes a person worldly wise. What makes a person really absolutely wise is the absolute knowledge makes the person absolutely wise. Absolute wisdom. There is no wisdom other than the self-knowledge. Sahayeva vidvan. Iti, I am not saying, Vedanta dindimaha. Declaration of Veda. This is what the proclamation of Veda, declaration of Veda. The Vedanta Shastra. Okay, let us see the verse once. Aham sakshitiyo vidyat.
Aham sakshitiyo vidyat.
Vivichayvam. Vivichayvam. In this manner. In which manner? In the manner we have seen above. Okay. Ippadiyah. Mele sollapatta vidamah. In this manner, as explained above, unfolded above, said above. Vivichayvam punah punah.
Vivichayvam punah punah.
அஹம் சாட்சி யோ வித்யாத் விவிச்சைவம் புனப்புனஹ ச ஏவ முக்தஸ்ஸோ வித்வான் இதி வேதாந்த டிண்டிமஹ. ஓம் பூர்ணமத் பூர்ணமிதம் பூர்ணாத் பூர்ணமுதச்யதே பூர்ணஸ்ய பூர்ணமாதாய பூர்ணமேவாவசிஷ்யதே. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்திஹ. ஹரி ஓம் தத்சத். ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ. ஹரி ஓம். ஓம் பகவதே சக்ஷாமதி ஸ்வரூப.